Matt, we asked Bill a little bit about him last night, but I think we'll like to hear from you as well. How much have you had the chance to work with Aqib so far since he was at least given a roster exemption yesterday, and what's your experience been like in whatever time you've had with him?
Well, I had an opportunity to meet with him yesterday and kind of, just get caught up a little bit, and so that was all good. I think, obviously we're big evaluations as the week goes, but we're just excited to just get going with this week and get ready for Indianapolis, and certainly see how that goes. But as far as getting a chance to get to know him, it was great. Professional guy's been in the league, so no problems there.
Matt, is cornerback relative to other positions a little easier to step into because of the isolation factor of the position?
I don't really think you can say, any position in the NFL is easy to step into. I think obviously all the positions have a lot of different fundamental skills and techniques, and along with different scheme responsibilities. So, I think they all have quite a bit of work that goes into playing them.
I understand he has to be aware of what everyone else is doing on the field, but it seems like there's less dynamics out there for individually. He's kind of on his own, where maybe your middle linebacker is working with other people.
I wouldn't really say he's individual working on his own, because obviously as a defensive unit, you're going to work together as an entire group, because all the pieces kind of fit together in a scheme. It's different for every position. Like you say, if they're in the middle between two guys and, you're trying to communicate to both ends, that's going to be certainly a different dynamic than if you're to a particular side where you're communicating to, one or two players inside of you, right or left. So it's obviously all a little bit different, but then obviously there's some other factors that come along when you move away from the middle of the formation as a player that you have to be aware of and be able to handle, that necessarily a player that plays in the middle of the formation or in the middle of the field doesn't have to be aware of. So they all kind of have, their different varying degrees of difficulty and issues.
Just as a final follow-up to that, Matt, for a team that prides itself on versatility and multi-positioning, you guys lock your cornerbacks in on a particular side. Why is that?
I think, for us, it's definitely, can depend on the week or what we're doing that particular week. Whatever it is we feel is going to be best for the game plan for that week. So we are, we do try to be very multiple, and all those things are taken into consideration when we do that. So there's some instances where we do and where we don't. So we do have the ability to do both.
You don't do it very often, though, I think, right? Pretty much the corners line up on the same side.
It just depends on the week for us.
Matt, what are you hoping Tlaib provides for you in the defense? What are you expecting out of him?
I think we're just going to have to kind of, wait and see and evaluate it as the week goes on. But, obviously, like all of our players that come in, we expect them to come in and work hard and, try to get on board with what we're doing as soon as they can, and really try to, get out there and contribute in any way that we can feel is, positive for the team.
Pat, your defense will be facing a rookie quarterback this week. A lot of times there's a bit of a learning curve that goes along with that for that player. Do you see Andrew Luck going through that, or has he sort of jumped in with both feet and made an impact right away?
Yeah, excellent question. Indianapolis offensively is doing a phenomenal job. You can really tell, Andrew Luck is grasping what they're trying to do, and obviously Coach Aarons is doing a great job of getting him in the right situations. They have some excellent players around him. Obviously, Reggie Wayne, who's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. He has progressed throughout the year, and I would say, obviously he's playing at a very high level right now from an offensive standpoint. So certainly, understand that he has a title of a rookie, but, we're well into the season here and has played quite a few games in the NFL. So he's doing a good job of really handling that offense and running the offense and putting them in good situations to win football games, and I think that's what you want to get out of your quarterback. So it'll certainly be a big challenge for us this week.
that, they've got a couple of rookie tight ends who seem to be playing pretty well. I know that typically when you go against a scout team of practice during the week, it's your reserve and maybe some practice squad guys. But do you think you can use, you know, your own, you know, you've got a couple of really good tight ends on your roster. I think you can use them or draw on the experience of facing them as in practice as you prepare for Fleener and Allen?
Indianapolis definitely has, you know, some really good tight ends. That their rookie tight ends are progressing real well, you know, as long as with, you know, some of the other guys that they have in there, like, you know, Saunders, for instance, will be in there also. And those guys are, you know, will be a good challenge for us. Obviously, for us in practice, it's always an opportunity for us to, you know, go whoever's out there. I think all of our players that we put on the field do a great job for us, giving us the look that we need, and they really do a great job of trying to do it exactly how our opponents, you know, will play it against us. So, obviously, with a couple good tight ends on our offensive side of the ball, any information or, you know, help we can get from them, along with all the players that we face every day in practice, hopefully makes us better. So we certainly will try to take any opportunity we can to improve.